Large Migrant Group Apprehended After Boat Landing in Florida Keys. By Bob Price on February 15, 2023. CBP Air and Marine Operations agents responded to a reported migrant landing in Tavernier Key, Florida, and encountered a large group of migrants who arrived by sea. The migrants utilized a small sailing to make the journey from Haiti. CBP AMO Southeast Regional Director John Pretty tweeted photos of a large migrant group that appears to have traveled from Haiti to the Florida Keys via a small sailing vessel. AMO and Miami Sector Border Patrol agents responded and found more than 100 migrants who made the dangerous journey. Keys Landing. This morning, at Pomeregdur's agents responded near Tavernier Key to a vessel landing and encountered 100-plus migrants, along with partners at USBPJFMIP. These voyages are dangerous and not recommended. At USCEC Southeast at Florida at southeastpic.twitter.com/0JS6XTS4BY. CBP AMO Regional Director SE at Pomeregdur's, February 9, 2023. The migrants landed near Tavernier Key on February 9, Pretty stated. These voyages are dangerous and not recommended, he wrote. Since October 1, the U.S. Coast Guard reports the interdiction of more than 2,513 Haitian migrants and 5,528 Cubans. Many of these migrants are returned to their home countries. Some are delivered to nearby nations like the Bahamas. A few days later, crew members of the USCG cutter Isaac Mayo apprehended a group of Cuban migrants on a small sailing vessel in rough waters, according to a tweet from USCG Southeast. Hashtag breaking it. USCG cutter Isaac Mayo's crew repatriated 19 Cubans to Cuba, Tuesday. Taking to the sea on makeshift vessels is dangerous and the chance for loss of life is great. Since October 1, 2022 hashtag USCG crews interdicted 5,590 Cubans at sea. At USCG Cuba hashtag don't take to the sea pic.twitter.com/1HWNigViews8. USCG Southeast. At USCG Southeast, February 14, 2023. Officials emphasize the unpredictability of the weather and sea conditions in this area. The weather in the Florida Straits is grossly unpredictable. Weather reports from your local news outlet or app doesn't necessarily report offshore conditions. The people rescued below were fortunate our Pomeregdur's partners got to them right before their vessel sank. pic.twitter.com/nthreamjith6er. USCG Southeast, at USCG Southeast, February 14, 2023. A video shot from a Coast Guard aircraft shows how rough the seas can be in the Florida Straits and the Windward and Mona passes. Watching the local weather report doesn't always portray the conditions in the middle of the ocean. The Florida Straits, Windward and Mona passes are unpredictable and dangerous, especially on unseaworthy boats. At USCG, partner crews are on patrol 24/7 via air and sea to keep you safe. pic.twitter.com/bbfkb6og6l. USCG Southeast, at USCG Southeast, February 14, 2023. Since October 1, the U.S. Coast Guard reports the interdiction of more than 2,513 Haitian migrants and 5,528 Cubans. Many of these migrants are returned to their home countries. Some are delivered to nearby nations like the Bahamas. Illegally migrating to the U.S. is treacherous, and you may lose your life in the transit, Lieutenant Matt Miller, Coast Guard District 7, said in a written statement. Use safe and legal means available to come to the United States. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.